And in the same way, our guides and angels, the star mothers, the creator of all that is also with us always, no matter where. Let's spend some time now focusing our awareness on that eternal connection. We invite you to close your eyes and just focus your awareness on your heart center and the eternal connection that exists with the angelic realm that are with us still. We began with Nikki Allen, and she brought in her angelic team, and they are still with us, caring for us, loving us, wanting us to know that they are there 24/7. Their presence, their angelic presence, is here for each of us, wanting us to know how dearly loved we are, how Spirit has our back. And so the invitation is to lean in to the support and the care and the love that exists for us. Relax and receive. And part of that angelic team is Kryon, who is here with another message for us.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many right now on this planet asking a beautiful question, a question that I would love to answer the best I can. And that question is this: will there always be war? Is there a time in the future when there won't be war? That's a beautiful question, because it echoes the compassionate souls that are tired of the old energy and what it brings. And the more you see it, the older it gets and the more ugly it gets. It's a great question because I can answer it. Not only can I answer that, the potential that is there, but I can tell you why. And that's the beauty of it. Dear ones, I have many times related what has gone on this planet for centuries to a railroad track in a circle. It is an energy that develops on the planet that never changes. It never changes, and it continues to go in a circle and in a circle and in a circle. And you can see that. Your history really tells you about this, that you're stuck. And in that circle of energy that never, ever goes any further than that, never gets any higher, you repeat the things that don't work. It's the height of, you would say, dysfunction to continue repeating the things over and over and expecting different results. And yet, this is how the planet works. If you took a look at history in the way of how many wars there were and when they were, you could actually see the pattern, even between countries, where the pattern is war and victory, and then a space, and then war, and somebody wins, and then a space, and then war, and somebody wins, and then a space. The last two big wars you had, you simply took a rest and came back with the same players. That is dysfunctional. And that is how your world has worked. The entire reason for my being here is to work through the shift with you. Think of the shift as a siding to that simple circle of a railroad track that is a switch that's thrown, and you go off into another area, not the circle. That's the shift. That's a 36-year window of time when you're actually moving from the circle of old energy. The switch is thrown, and now you're on a side, you might say a siding, on your way to a new future. But here's what it really boils down to, and I've told you before. That siding that you're on, you've never been there before. So to some, it's frightening. And it's the shift because the old energy wants you to pull back to the circle. So the old energy is on that siding with you for 36 years, saying, where are you going? Why are you doing this? Why aren't you on the circle where all the things are known and you are easily controlled and we can have a lot of war because it benefits those who make war? You know that. And here you're on this siding for 36 years that you're now coming off of. You're not moving into a new circle. You're moving into a very straight-ahead track, you might say, that has new things all the way down, all the way up. However you look at the future, it's different. You are starting to feel that now. I've given several messages, several channels on that. In the beginning of this, the year 2026, it starts to mention where you're going, what's going on. The question, will there be a time when there's no more war? I'm going to tell you this, as esoteric as it sounds. What you're going through as a human race on this planet Earth right now has been done many times, you might say. You are just echoing what many have been through already. Through this vast galaxy that you have, with so much life. We have also told you that you're almost like the new kids on the block in that this is perhaps the holdout space, this solar system is one of the last ones to be tested in this way. The test is this: with free choice, with God inside, can you find it? Can you go into an ascension status? Can you find mastery? You may not feel like it, but you pass the test. That test, not really a test of energy. It's really a test of God inside. Can you feel it? Can you raise to the occasion? And you have. You may not believe that yet, but there are so many things that are not being reported as change on your media that is so obvious. The young people are starting to shift on this planet. The indigos are waking up and starting to move into the positions that will create the changes that I'm going to talk about next. What's the difference between a world that wars all the time and a world that does not? And the answer, of course, is consciousness. What is that that changes with consciousness that would make that kind of a flip between a warring world and a non-warring world? It's just that you think higher. I'm going to describe this to you simply, matter-of-factly. In an old energy, when countries have problems, races have problems, with each other, every single time one attacks the other, one retaliates on the other, there's heartbreak, there's sorrow, there's grief, there's horror, there's sadness. Both sides. And each side will remember that. And in the next generation, or even the current generation, that hatred and anger and resolve to get even is passed on. It's passed on to the next generation. You may not be aware of it, but you all, in some way, teach who was right, who was wrong, what to do about it. And that is the way the old energy has always worked. You might say the generations carry the hatred of the enemy to the next generation, and the next generation, and the next. You can see that on this planet very vividly. Generation after generation of those who have trouble with each other are still having trouble with each other. They teach in schools who you're not supposed to like. That is an old energy. You're not even probably aware that it happens in your history lessons. Here's what you should know about your neighbors and your enemies. And both sides do it. Now that is an old energy consciousness. Let's label it. The consciousness of the circle, of that track going around and around that never changes. How could it change when you're always teaching who's right and who is wrong, who is your enemy, and how to get even? But that's the way it's been. Is it no wonder that war continues and continues and continues? It's always a solution, is it not? War is the solution. But it never was, never has been, and won't be. What is the difference between the consciousness of those in the circle that I've just described and the ones that are on the siding now going in a straight line after 36 years coming out into the light? I will tell you what it is. It's the beginning of the acknowledgement of treating history differently. With the acknowledgement that history is an old energy, and that truly, you're not going to teach your children who to hate. You're going to teach a more, say, a compassionate way of seeing things on the planet. The compassion is a higher energy. It's a raised consciousness. Slowly, when you don't have the inheritance of who is right and wrong and who is your enemy and where do they live, when you don't have that taught to you as children, and instead you have that which is a compassionate history saying, this is the way we were and what we're going to do next is different. When you have that, you start to see the difference between an old and a new consciousness. Now insert the indigos. And we have said this before. They are already doing this. They have already seen the dysfunction, just like they did when they were born looking at systems that didn't work. They are now adults. They're everywhere. They're starting in your social media. They are 20-year-old influencers. They are influencing whole generations in a way that never has happened on this planet before. Are you getting this? In addition, they are finding their way into the halls of Congress. This is just one attribute for you to see of a higher consciousness that is beginning on the planet, which is not going to teach who's right and wrong and who your enemies are. But instead, it's going to teach where compassion is supposed to then live. And the effect on the population, as compared with all of the planets that have been through this before, is beautiful. It's a beautiful question. Will you always have war? And the beauty of the question is in the answer, and the answer is no. There will come a time, I promise, where there is no more war, because the solution of war is not just dysfunctional, it's barbaric. And you will see that, and you will feel that, and you will know that, and so will your children. This is where the planet is going. I have said that from the beginning. And the naysayers, the ones who will listen to that and say, well, you're crazy, human nature is human nature, and I will tell you, human nature is what's changing. And sociologists will tell you it never changes, but they're seeing it too. Human nature. is moving, dear ones. That's the most beautiful message I could ever give you. And that's why we love you so much. And so it is.